Sunset tonight marks the start of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the start of the Days of Awe. This 10-day period ending on Yom Kippur is a time when observant Jews reflect on the past year. And as Dina Prichep reports, some Jews are taking this reflection out of the temple and onto their tablets.
Judaism, like most religions, operates in the moral and ethical choices that happen every single day. But there are also times set aside for really digging deep. Times like the Days of Awe, when the very gates of heaven are said to swing open.
Those gates are open for two reasons. On the one hand, they're open because God on high wants us to go through this process. But on the other hand, they're open because we have opened ourselves to them.
Lawrence Schiffman teaches Judaic studies at New York University.
It's a kind of a spiritual taking of stock, both regarding what we've done in the past and how we're going to proceed in the future.
But for some modern Jews, sitting in temple isn't the best way into that future.
I developed this idea for a project called 10Q, which would be 10 questions through an online interface as a way of guided introspection.
Writer Ben Greenman is a member of Reboot, a group that works to connect Jewish traditions to modern life. When you sign up for 10Q, a question comes to your inbox during each of the Days of Awe, asking about major milestones, regrets, hopes for the future.
A lot of people, as they answer them, do really take it in an ethical direction. And then some people say, oh, I really got taken on interest rates and I should have waited 2 more months to buy the house.
However you answer the questions, after the 10 days end, the online form disappears. And then, a year later, your answers are emailed back.
It means that I'm forced to look at the places where I've really grown away from where I was a year ago when I chose to put this thing on paper, and the places where I'm really, really consistent.
Libby Lenkinski is one of the more than 20,000 participants.
It's about finding points of access that then people can expand on. And I think that's true for people who have no background or education in Judaism, and for people like me who do and still haven't always found those particular inroads.
Improve yourself in your life. This is great. But I still believe that needs to be talked about in moral and ethical ways.
Professor Lawrence Schiffman likes the online aspect of 10Q, but he thinks the questions, like describe an event in the world that has impacted you this year, are missing the full richness of Jewish thought.
So much of it is oriented not on ethical and religious and spiritual questions about ourselves, but on things that are either out of our control or things that are in our control and are very nice and very important, but they don't have to do with the spiritual sense of the holidays.
But though not traditional, those sorts of questions can be paths into deeper places, says 10Q founder Ben Greenman.
Asking people what you did wrong, I feel like I would get worse answers, more defensive answers or more pat answers, rather than this kind of exploration where maybe it starts a little bit more open-ended and simpler, but then gives people ownership of it.
And with that ownership, 10Q participants can use the questions to really reflect on their lives and the paths they want to follow during the Days of Awe and the whole new year. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.